This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 206. For Friday, January 3rd, I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures are lower on Friday, getting pressure from significant losses in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. At the final settlement, the March canola contract is down a dollar at $624 per ton, and the May contract gives up $3.80 at $628.70 per ton. Gains in Malaysian palm oil are trying to temper further declines in canola, while upticks in crude oil are spilling over into the vegetable oils. An analyst notes the funds are likely buying out of their positions. As with yesterday, the March canola contract remains above its 20-day moving average as it hovers around its 100-day average. Canola crushed March and stepped back, with the March position a little short of $116 per ton above the futures. The Canadian Grain Commission reports for the week ending December 29th that producer deliveries of canola slipped to about 188,000 tons. Canola exports pull back to about 138,000 tons. Domestic use nudges up to around 203,000 tons. The Canadian dollar is lower Friday afternoon, with the loonie at 69.19 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 69.36. The United States Department of Agriculture reports export sales for the week ending December 26th include nearly 485,000 tons of old crop soybeans, which are slightly below trade guesses. There's almost 204,000 tons of old crop soy meal, which are within market expectations. At more than 38,000 tons, soy oil exceeds trade predictions. Export sales of old crop U.S. corn tally 777,000 tons, and those for wheat are just short of 141,000 tons, with both commodities under market forecasts. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Friday. The March contract drops 20 cents at $9.92 per bushel. March soy oil forfeits about a third of a cent at 39.93 cents per pound. March soy meal falls $11.30 at $308.60 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn loses 9 cents at $4.51 per bushel. March oats are down 7 cents at $3.22. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago March drops 16.5 cents at $5.29. Kansas City March gives up 13 cents at $5.39. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March is down 11.5 cents at $5.78. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday, January 3rd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.